Hi, my name is Alan from LNB Property. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. In today's video, I'm going to talk about how to become a successful sales agent. I'm not sure whether this is related to property per se, but this is after some of you have asked me to do another video on what makes a successful property agent. I know many of you here may not be too keen to become a property agent, but let me rephrase it. What if you are someone who is exploring a sales job in other industries or maybe starting your own business on the side? Are you curious what are the 5 key attributes you need to become successful? I believe what I'm going to share with you can be duplicated across industries. Without further ado, let's go. Yes, you hear me correctly. You need to have a burning desire to succeed. This is what made me come into this trade. Suppose you have watched my earlier video on why I become a property agent. I was a broken man. No job. No connection, no lobang. I'm sick and tired working for others. Therefore, I decided to become my own boss. This means I must have a very strong push factor to go on this uncertain path all alone. Yes, all alone. No kaki, no mentor, but only a burning desire to succeed in whatever that lay ahead my path. Doing business, be it property sales or other form of business, is always a challenge and into uncharted territory. That is why if your beliefs are not strong enough, or you only want to come here and play only, sorry ho, then you better don't waste your time. To dive deeper into what is a burning desire, this means what you want to achieve for yourself or for your family. Is it for wealth? Is it for fame? Or is it to fulfill your own ego or to prove yourself of your own ability? For me, coming to sales is purely because of circumstances. In the early part of my career, I hate sales. I find that salesmen are sleazy people and I will avoid them at all costs. How irony, I'm in sales today. Anyway, back in those days, I was jobless and broke. I was fighting for survival. Becoming my own boss seems to be the most logical thing to do. I also don't want to live an average life. I cannot take instruction from others. I want to take ownership of my own success. I want to prove myself wrong. Anyway, you know my story. Let's move on. These are 3 words. Determination, discipline, and dedication are interchangeable. You only mean one thing. If you want to do well in life, you must possess all these qualities. I know many of you here will say, Alan, I have determination. I'm also a very disciplined person. And I'm very dedicated to those around me. Okay, I hear you. Here, let me put you to a test. Are you willing to go up to stranger to ask for business opportunity for hours after hours? Are you prepared to be beaten by dogs that are let out by landed owners when you knock onto their gate? Are you prepared to take rejection after rejection, before you will even find that little success? Back on discipline, do you have that discipline to wake up at 6:30 a.m. and hit the gym and exercise? And by 8 a.m, will you have that self-discipline to start working even without a boss behind you? Since you are your own boss, do you have that motivation to find out more about the industry and sharpen your skill set? And do you have that dedication to see through the toughness of being a self-employed? Or will you be sidetracked to find a part-time job? Go about doing Grab delivery or as a PHV driver? Or worse, will you be seeking sorrow for yourself that you are not making any sales and start exploring your backup plans? For those who succeed, they possess the above 3 Ds. They embrace it into their day-to-day life. It's a matter of do or die. No excuses. That is why for such individuals, I salute them. Let me put it very bluntly. Being a self-employed is a career. This is not a job. Just by Googling, a career is an occupation undertaken for a significant period of a person's life and with opportunity for progress. A career is an occupation that you take ownership of and work towards success. Whereas for a job, it's a paid position of regular employment. This means you are an employee. You are paid to do the job that your boss doesn't want to do. I see many that come into this sales trade to find a job. Unfortunately, many of them left this industry as fast as they enter. They are finding a solution to their own problems. You must come in with the mindset to build a career. Can you see the differences? Be it in property, car, insurance sales, or other form of businesses. Remember, I've said before, many of us are in fact in sales. Your immediate manager or your general manager is also a salesman. They delegate work to you. They tell you what to do. Whether you like it or not, you are also in sales. When you go for an interview, you subsell yourself. Correct? That is why if you know how to do sales, it can open up a lot of opportunity for you. Do you know many of my clients who are in corporate sales, doing pharmaceutical to IT sales to bankers, they are drawing good income. Minimum 5-digit salary. Why? Well, they are all in sales. As the saying goes, the sky is the limit. They are the one that bring in the cash flow to the company. Incidentally, many of them progress to become the CEO too. I believe there is always that cause and effect. You reap the seeds that you sow. If you put in effort in finding client, you will make it one day. Be it small or big deal, you will have to work hard to find it. This is sales. This is doing business. For successful individuals that make it, they put in an enormous amount of effort to see it through. They are constantly on the ground. They try different methods to generate income. When they make some money, they reinvest their earnings back into their business so that it can continue to grow. They keep abreast of the latest policy to stay relevant. They also constantly upgrade themselves with new skills and knowledge. All these are baby steps to seek success in their career. Saying it is very easy. Try doing it and you will know what I mean. Let me share with you my personal insight into my industry. Based on CEA record as of 1st January 2024, there are 35,251 property agents. Wow, you must be thinking, so many agents fighting for this little pie. Well, remember, based on the Pareto principle, let us assume that 20% are active agents. This works out to be 7,000 of us. The remaining 80% are part-timers, semi-retirees, or those who clock in only a handful of deals each year. For the remaining 7,000, I further break down into the 80-20 rule again. This means only 1,400 of us are making good money. The remaining 5,000 plus are mediocre at most. Just like working at a full-time job. For those that have reached the pinnacle of success, they are really making good money. They are in the top 20% of that 20% of their 20%. This means there are only about 280 of them. They are also the top 1%. This is similar to your company. The top 1% are making good money. These are the chosen few. They are the best of the best. You'll be surprised. Some of them are even running successful business outside. Talking about entrepreneurship. Here, for most of you who know me through my video, you can tell I have a strong passion for property. Why? This is because I want to make money from property. That is why I constantly study properties during my morning run. The hidden gem can only be uncovered through walking the ground. A fellow colleague once shared with me, working in sales is only making bread and butter to cover our monthly expenses. The real money is buying, investing and selling properties. This is also common knowledge that most of the wealth in this society are parked in properties. This is the most solid and secure asset. Property price will always appreciate over time in Singapore. Many of you here will resonate well with me. That is why for whatever industry you embark on or even setting up your own business, the main motivation is still about making money. However, if you can merge your passion with making money, then I think this would be the best ideal case. For those who are keen to explore your own adventure, be it joining me in property sales or starting your own business, I highly encourage you to take the leap of faith and plan well before embarking. Do up a solid business plan. Work out a SWOT analysis. Plan your budgeting. Start small and move along. Only venture into it full time after you have the courage, experience and resources to do it. On another note, I realize many Singaporeans are too cautious in going into business. Maybe they study too much. There is too much to lose. Maybe our education system only teach them how to score A's and go to a good school and so on. I think we should change this. The future of tomorrow need more entrepreneurs and not workers, as job can always be outsourced or displaced overnight. Don't say I never hint you. My parting thoughts to those who have plans to start this journey. Keep faith in what you do. Ignore the naysayer. Keep working hard and never ever give up, even when you are facing the darkest night in your career. As Steve Jobs famously said, you cannot connect the dots going forward. You can only connect the dots looking backwards. So, you have to trust that the dots will connect you in the future. That's all. I have come to the end of this video. Hope you enjoy it.